Gary Nesner had always wanted to join the FBI.
A career in the FBI was something I wanted to do from about the age of 12 when I saw a television show about the FBI and it intrigued me.
After going to Florida Southern College, he joined up. But it's not exactly what you see on TV.
Television certainly glamorizes life of in any police kind of drama, and of course they have to show it a lot of action. And while all of those things can, in fact, reflect actual activities, those sorts of things don't happen day in, day out in most careers.
Yet, over his 30-year career, Nesner was involved in his share of exciting cases, like the siege on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, and the Washington, D.C. sniper case. He also responded to prison riots, right-wing militia standoffs, terrorist embassy takeovers, and airplane hijackings. He described his career as a dream come true. But Nesner says hostage negotiation is an underappreciated and undervalued specialty that saves lives. He says people need to understand that negotiation is not capitulation. When he got into the field in 1980, the discipline was only a few years old.
In those days, law enforcement agencies dealing with crises would often surround a location and demand surrender, and when that didn't happen, they would then use their force option and send police officers in harm's way to effect an arrest and resolve a hostage crisis. And that often led to very bad consequences with lives lost for all involved. And the development of negotiations really allowed us to have a more thoughtful, patient, strategic way of resolving a crisis.
Nesner says that it may take some time to resolve a situation, but for good cause.
A slow, patient approach, while it may seem expensive and time-consuming and disrupt movement around a city, is really the smart course of action, because at the end of the day, the goal is to save lives. And listening is the cheapest concession we can make.
He says this is an approach that's applicable to everyday life, with your children, spouses, neighbors, and coworkers. Nesner shared these words of advice at his alma mater in Lakeland with about 250 people. Sergeant Ryan Shea was one of the audience members. He's worked in the Polk County Sheriff's Office as a member of the SWAT team for about 11 years now. And he, too, believes active listening is critical.
I think a lot of the challenges in law enforcement is law enforcement officers, most of the time, they want to get their opinion out there. And rather than hear what the person that they're trying to help, listen to what they are trying to say and what they need from us in order for us to help them.
Noemi Vega, a Miami native who is now a student at the Florida Southern College, also listened to Nesner's talk.
It was really cool to see, like, actually their perspective on things, because we always see, like, television, like, but it's not always the same thing on television. So it's really cool to actually see the real thing, like, to hear about his experiences and everything.
One of Nesner's former fraternity brothers also showed up for the lecture. Larry Stahl says Nesner was a catalyst for change within the FBI. And Stahl said he learned something from the event.
Well, I learned that in spite of this being about, criminal hostage negotiations, that all of us, as those of us that are a little older and look back at our own lives, our business, our families, the community, we all have to be negotiators. And we've all done it in some form or fashion.
In Lakeland, for WMNF, I'm Zach Badorf.